You're listening to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland. And last week, SAB Biotherapeutics announced its anti-Ebola immunotherapy provided 100% protection against the virus in an animal study. And joining me in our Sioux Falls studios is Eddie Sullivan. He's the president and CEO of SAB Biotherapeutics. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be with you today, Kara.
So let's talk a little bit about the announcement.
Well, this was a study that was conducted in conjunction with many collaborators, actually, both in the government and other companies. But essentially what we did was we were able to take a component of the Ebola virus, a non-infectious component, and vaccinate our very special cows that we have here in South Dakota and create human antibodies in these animals against the Ebola virus that actually neutralizes the Ebola virus. And then with our collaborators at the National Institutes of Health Integrated Research Facility at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and also with the U.S. Army Infectious Disease Group at Fort Detrick and Naval Medical Research, we were able to do studies in animals and show, in fact, that by experimentally infecting these animals with the Ebola virus under BSL-4 conditions, giving our antibodies actually prevented the animals from contracting the very serious disease caused by Ebola. You know, this is a very serious virus in West Africa. It is more than 50% fatal. And today, there are no approved treatments to treat people that have contracted this very serious virus.
So this is something that somebody gets sick and they're hospitalized. It's confirmed that this is a medication that they would receive to neutralize the virus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the way that our technology works is we use these very unique animals, of course, that can produce human antibody that we direct to a specific disease, like Ebola. And so we can give these antibodies to people that are sick, which simply boosts the natural way that our bodies fight disease in the first place. When we are infected with a virus, our immune system kicks into action, right? Mm-hmm. And we are trying to neutralize that virus and get it out of our bodies. When we get sick, it's simply because our immune system became overwhelmed. And so what our concept is by making these antibodies that are directed specifically to that virus at extremely what we call titers, that's just the ability of the antibody to neutralize that virus, then we give the antibodies to people, it helps their bodies to recover from that infection. So it's similar to a vaccine, but this is for treating people when they become sick.
So you started working on this how long ago?
Actually, we started working on the Ebola candidate just shortly before the first outbreak of Ebola in 2014. And we were working with colleagues at Naval Medical Research and other collaborators on this and were able to show that, in fact, the antibodies that these cows produce actually has very, very good neutralizing ability of the Ebola virus. And so we continue to move that forward and conducted the study that was published within the last couple of weeks.
So the animal study confirms it. So now you need to go to humans. And how do you make that transition with such a deadly virus?
Yeah, it's actually a very difficult process that we have looking forward to being able to bring this kind of a product to licensure. But we are working with our collaborators in the government to find ways that we will be able to move the product forward. And the other thing that is at least potentially possible is that we can use this therapeutic under what's called emergency use authorization. And if we can receive that designation, then we can actually use it to help people that have contracted this very deadly virus.
Now, this isn't part of your commercialization. This is a public service, correct?
It really is. This is part of a program that SAB is conducting in emerging infectious diseases and biodefense. And we work in those areas because we think that we have something that has very good value to the global community. But from a commercial perspective, we have other programs in things like influenza, another very serious disease, but that has commercializable potential. Oncology is another area, and autoimmune diseases, for instance. But these emerging infectious diseases are something that we always have to have concern about from the global community because, you know, with travel today and people moving all over the globe, these kinds of diseases have the ability to move very rapidly. And so it's very important that we have ways to develop therapeutics, even to these emerging diseases.
So then the difference between vaccinating before you travel for some diseases and therapeutic treatment is...
Well,
both are needed, correct?
Both are needed. That's absolutely right. These are not competing technologies. Vaccines are needed. Vaccines help our bodies to develop our own immunity to certain diseases. But our technology is really complementary to vaccines. So if you think about influenza, for instance, we have the influenza vaccine. It's important for all of us to get our influenza vaccine on a yearly basis. Even if we get the flu, it's going to be a less severe case. But we are also developing an influenza therapeutic because we know that people still get sick with the flu, even if they get the vaccine. Some people don't get the vaccine. And so we need good ways to treat this virus as well. You know, influenza, we don't often talk about it, but it is a deadly disease. Mm-hmm. Between 30 and 50,000 people a year in the U.S. die from influenza, and we still don't have good, effective treatments for this virus, and that's something that we're developing right here in Sioux Falls with SAB.
And that's something that you have to know what strain. I mean, they always talk about the different strain in the vaccine. Is the therapeutic, is that strain-specific or flu-specific?
Oh, very good question, Kara, actually. And it is strain-specific. Our therapeutic is actually following the same four strains that are in the vaccine. However, what we found is that the therapeutic, because we hyper-immunize these animals, they're actually vaccinated with the flu vaccine every month as opposed to just once a year like we are. But what this means is that the antibodies that these animals create actually have cross-reactivity to different strains of the flu. And so we can use our therapeutic even if the vaccine strain happens to be a mismatch like it was last year, a very severe flu season that we had. But in fact, we showed that our therapeutic to flu actually cross-reacted to the strain that was circulating that caused so many problems for us last year.
And then you can produce this quickly, correct?
That's exactly right. One of the things that we're working on, in fact, I was at a meeting in Washington, D.C. just yesterday, and we were talking about how our platform technology, we can develop these therapeutics in as little as 75 days. This is unprecedented, and it really is what the government is looking for technologies and platform technologies that can respond rapidly to emerging infectious diseases.
Do you have commercial products now? Are you still testing everything?
We are still in clinical studies. I think maybe everyone would appreciate that drug development is something that takes a very, very long time. There are critical regulatory requirements by the Food and Drug Administration and regulatory agencies all over the world on being able to show both the safety as well as the efficacy or the ability of these therapeutics to actually do what the manufacturers claim they do. Mm-hmm. And so it takes sometimes as long as a decade to get all of those things in place in order for the FDA to approve or license a product for sale to the public.
So let's go back to Ebola. If there's another outbreak and you're able to have permission to respond quickly, how long would it take? How long would it take to get the therapeutics in the hands of providers in Africa?
Well, the actual strain of Ebola that has been circulating recently and that we've heard so much about in the news, we actually have the therapeutic antibodies in the refrigerator here in Sioux Falls ready to go. And so as soon as we can get permission to start those clinical trials, we would be able to send it as fast as it can be sent by air to the place that it's needed.
So you're ready. So how does it work then to anticipate outbreaks and to get ahead of different viruses?
You know, that's a very good question. And viruses are something that are very unique. Often they emerge very rapidly and we're not always ready for it. And so we have to have platform technologies, exactly what SAB has developed here in Sioux Falls, in order to be able to identify those viruses very, very rapidly and create these therapeutics. And that's what our platform technology really addresses.
And you're in the process of building a new building.
We are. We are working with the University of South Dakota Discovery District here in Sioux Falls to develop our headquarters. We're in the planning stages, set to probably have that project completed in about 24 months. So we're very excited about that. And then just recently, of course, we had our farm where these unique animals are housed here in South Dakota. And it's the animals are actually there, but that facility will be completed within the next month or so, and we'll have an open house when that facility is completed.
Okay, and you employ how many people, and do you expect to expand and grow?
Well, it's funny that you should mention that, because in fact, right now we have 25 employees here in Sioux Falls and at our farm facility. But I actually just hired a new person just this week, and we're interviewing more. So we have several open positions in finance, project program management, and quality assurance, and some others. And so we are in a hiring phase right now.
And what kind of technical skills are you looking for? And are you working with universities to help train some future employees?
We certainly are, and we have exciting opportunities to work with the universities, technical schools here in the state to develop programs that are meaningful for the kind of work that we're conducting at SAB. Of course, we have research associate positions in our laboratories, biology, microbiology, molecular biology, all of those kinds of things are things that are important for us as we are developing these very important products here. And this is a great place. And we continue to work with the universities on workforce development and other issues that will affect our growth in the future here in Sioux Falls.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for taking time and coming in here to the studio and sharing this news with us. What's next?
Well,
more announcements coming?
More announcements will be coming, so hang on, and we'll be happy to come back and tell you all about it.
You're welcome anytime. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kara.